We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This is the Six Man Show, an Orlando Magic podcast with your hosts, Luke Sylvia and Jonathan Osborne, covering all things Magic basketball. By fans, for fans. Go Magic. What's going on, Orlando Magic fans? You guys are back with the Six Man Show. Today is June 20th, 2022. Jonathan Osborne here, joined by my co-host, makes his triumphant return to the pod. Luke Sylvia, what's up, bro? Welcome back to Florida.
Thank you, man. I'm excited to be back here, staying at my parents' here for the next few months until our home is ready for us to begin renting here in a few months. And you know, my parents were so gracious to let us stay here, so it's nice. We got room, and it's nice, as you guys see. It's got the pool behind me, some lights for the ambiance, and we're rocking and rolling.
How was your Father's Day, bro? First of all, happy Father's Day to all of the fathers out there, or those that are playing the role of a father. Luke, how was your Father's Day?
It was great, man. I think that, you know, it's a good holiday. I think, you know, it was, you know, started whatever 50 some years ago, and I think that you know, it's a good day to reflect. I wanted to give a shout out to my dad. This last year has been really rough, and you know,
Luke,
and
you don't have to thank me, bro. You don't have to thank
No, I really was gonna go on here. You know, the last year has been a little rough. I've been had, you know, but in those rough times, I've had great things that have kept me, you know, grounded, and that's my dad, Wendell Carter Jr., Win Daddy, and so shout out, happy Father's Day, Wendell Carter, and my actual dad.
Ron, shout out to Chuck. Mm-hmm. Chuck doesn't watch the pod, but love you, Dad. I've been working on my tan recently, bro. I feel like, remember when Evan Fournier came back from the All-Star break a few years ago? And we were like, dang, golden. Evan's been working on it. That's might not be able to tell with this lighting, but yeah, I've been working on my tan a little bit recently. Spent all day in the sun today. It was a good day. But Luke, we miss you on the pod here. We've had some things happen since then, which we'll get to in a little bit. We'll get your thoughts on, you know, Jabari working out, meeting with the media, some other top prospects might have met with the Magic. Chet Holmgren, it seems like, did meet the Magic, didn't meet with the media. We don't know what's going on with Paolo, some other top prospects. We'll talk about that in a little bit, but we got a couple of big things going on this week. So if you follow us on social media, then you'll know that we are partnering again with the Orlando Magic. Really, really appreciative of the Magic. But we're partnering with them for the Orlando Draft Tour, sponsored by Michelob Ultra. It's draft week, Luke. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday before the draft. Each night from 6 to 8 p.m., we're going to be at some different establishments around the downtown area. There's going to be some special guest appearances. We have it confirmed that RJ Hampton is coming out to the Tuesday event. They're working on some other appearances as well. There's going to be giveaways and drink specials at each one of these events, so make sure that you guys come out again from 6 to 8, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Monday.
Should I shout out the... Oh, you're about to do that right now.
Yeah, I'm about to shout out the establishments.
Yes. Go ahead.
Monday from 6 to 8, we'll be at the Lodge on 49th North Orange Avenue. I can't speak right
49,
now.
49, for sure.
Definitely 49. I don't know why I'm saying 49th.
You got it.
I spent too much time in the sun today. My brain is like a scrambled egg.
I believe in you. Keep on trucking.
We're going to do this again. Tuesday, June 21st, we'll be at Cavo's Bar and Grill, 900 East Washington Street. We got that right. And then Wednesday from 6 to 8, we'll be at Ollie's, 3400 Edgewater Drive. Again, Monday, The Lodge. Tuesday, Cavo's Bar and Grill. Wednesday, Ollie's. And The Lodge is 49 North Orange Avenue, not 49th. Anyways, the Orlando Draft Tour, come out and hang out with us. And this is what I will say. There are a lot of people out there for, you know, the last couple of years have, you know, criticized the Magic, and they've complained to us in Twitter mentions and, you know, Facebook comments and all kinds of things, YouTube comments about how, you know, they've criticized the Magic for not doing enough in the community to get the city excited about the team. If you're one of those people, this is your time to put your money where your mouth is, okay? Yep. This is a perfect opportunity to get out in the community, meet people in the city, get them excited about the Orlando Magic. So this is your time to shine. If you are one of those people passionate about spreading the Orlando Magic fan base and creating more Magic fans, this is the time to do it. Make sure that you come out to the draft tour. I'm going to be there Monday. Luke's going to be there Tuesday. Kevin may be there on Wednesday. If Kevin's not there, I will be there on Wednesday. Again, there's going to be special guest appearances, giveaways, drink specials, all that good stuff. Again, the Orlando Draft Tour sponsored by Michelob Ultra. Luke, we're looking forward to this, right?
Yeah, man. I mean, this is something that, you know, we obviously got to do the lottery watch party and partner with the Magic, which was a dream come true. And now it just feels, I don't want to say normal, because it's definitely not normal. No, we're absolutely grateful for it, but it is getting, you know, it's awesome that we're getting just repetitive opportunities with the organization. Thankful that they're trusting us with it to help promote these events. So we expect you guys to come out, hang out. You know, it's not nothing crazy, right? We're there for a couple hours. We're just kind of getting the buzz going around, you know, around the city. People are obviously going to be looking around at these bars and be like, man, what's happening? Like, why are you guys together? You know, why are so many people here? And we'll be able to tell them, man. I mean, we got the draft, and it'll be important for this franchise, and hopefully can kind of sway some Magic fans that might have fallen off the wagon here maybe a decade ago when even Dwight left, and just convince them to hop back on board. It's going to be fun, and we're all excited for it.
Really, my number one goal this week leading up to the draft is to secure one of those Magic-branded Michelob Ultra cans. I haven't seen any of those, obviously, anywhere near Tampa. So, yeah, if you're in the area, just bring me one of those. I'd really appreciate it one of these nights. Luke, I'm the kind of guy, before I go out to eat somewhere, I always check the menu and try to like plan ahead what I'm going to eat. I must say, I'm jealous that you're doing the Tuesday, because Cavo's Bar and Grill, the menu looks incredible.
Really?
The lodge doesn't look bad. You know, Ollie's doesn't look bad. Don't get me wrong. But Cavo's, to me, that menu looks legitimate.
Is it just like bar food or what is it?
Well, Cavo's is like a bar and grill. So like the menu is a bit expanded. The Lodge is just mostly like bar food, like apps and stuff like that. I think Ollie's is a little bit more than the Lodge, but still kind of seems mostly like bar food. Cavo's like they got quite the spread there. So I'm excited for you. You're going to have to let me know how the food is there.
I'm going to the event with the confirmed player. I'm going there with a confirmed expanded menu. I think I picked a good one.
Yeah, you got it going on. But that's Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Coming up on Thursday, you know, the day of the actual draft, we are going to be at Harry Buffalo from 5 o'clock to 6:30, just hanging out, you know, catching the breeze, shooting the stuff. And then at 6:30, walking over to Amway Center for the official Orlando Magic draft party. We're all going to sit in section 106 and watch the draft unfold. And then after that, we're going to go record a pod, because that's what we do. So maybe there'll be some trades while we're recording that episode. You know, pretty excited for that. But again, Thursday, June 23rd, the day of the draft at Harry Buffalo from 5 o'clock to 6:30. Then walking over to Amway Center, sitting in section 106 to watch the draft. Be sure to download the Orlando Magic app and secure your free draft party ticket so that you can get in the building and you can sit with us. Again, if you guys don't have those tickets, we will leave you outside. We will feel not an ounce of guilt or shame about that.
Mm-mm.
Last thing, Luke, before we get into the spicy conversation here, we're going to go ahead and shout out our patrons. If you guys have not heard, and I don't know how you have not heard if you listen to the show, but we have a Patreon now. You can find us at patreon.com/the6manshow. Select from three incredible tiers with awesome benefits. For those of you that are looking to get in on the stickers, we basically have just about everyone's address at this point. We're getting ready to order those. So over the next couple of weeks, we'll be sending those out. But we appreciate you all. We have a brand new patron this week by the name of Drum, like the instrument, the percussion instrument, Drum. Mm-hmm. So appreciate you, Drum, for your support. And if you want a shout out like that, we shout out our brand new patrons, special shout out every single week. And then we go through and we shout out all of our patrons. We're going to do that right now. Shout out Court Cousins, Drew Gooden, Armin, Keith Garcia, Zico, Carson Tulo, Nathan Lynn Ellis, Jonathan Borges, Normal, Magic Player History, Julio Bailey, Matt Lyman, Eric Segovia, Gabe Gaines, Wiffle, Michael Martin, Jamel Miller, Michael Salapong, Franz Godefichot, Ryan Singh, Blake Bickerstaff, The Distract, your boy Dave J, Eric Randall, Pierre A, Wally Akbar, Eli, Migzors, Nostalgia, and M&M's, Dylan Holden, Mr. Mikey, Joe Thomas, Stephen Walker, Lil Penny, O Magic 11, Eduardo Sanchez, BRBS Creative, Dan the Man, George Hoppy, and Drum. Thank you guys so much.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
If you're a basketball junkie, then you know there's no better time of year than the NBA playoffs. Twice a week, JJ Redick is cooking on his podcast, The Old Man and the Three. He has guys come on in all stages of their careers to talk about the league and share stories you won't hear anywhere else, including Devin Booker on why he talks so much trash, Ray Allen's epic free throw competitions with LeBron in Miami, and the moment Tyrese Halliburton knew Pascal Siakam would be a good fit in Indy. In addition to player interviews, every Monday, JJ breaks down the top three things happening around the NBA with unmatched analysis, not outlandish takes, and is often joined by masterminds of the game like Tim Legler to dive deep on rookie reports, trade breakdowns, and why is mean mugging now a tech? You won't find another outlet that covers the game as comprehensively and with such insight as JJ does it on The Old Man and the Three. Make this your companion podcast during the playoffs. Listen to The Old Man and the Three ad-free on Wondery Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
Luke, again, it's been about a week, a little bit more than a week since you've been on the show. Jabari Smith Jr. worked out for the Magic going back to the 9th. That Thursday, we haven't gotten your thoughts on it. That workout was reportedly close to 2 hours, which I guess is sort of atypical. But then he met with the media afterward. What were your thoughts on what you've heard about, you know, the workout, and you know, your thoughts on Jabari's interview with the Orlando media?
Well, first I'll say you've heard the debate. We've seen it everywhere, right? I mean, Jabari, I'm sure I know you and Kev kind of broke it down a little bit, but you look at a guy who worked out for that long and you're like, the average is about an hour and a half, hour 15, whatever they're saying. And is this something, like, is this anything, right? And what I'll say is I don't know that it is. I'm not going to act like I know what that means. I don't think anybody else should really act like they know what that means. I think the people that are for Jabari, pro Jabari and Jabari only might take this as, oh man, that's awesome. That means they love what they saw. And so they just kept working them out. Or you've got the people who are anti-Jabari, and they say, man, they just didn't see enough. They just kept working them out. And it's like, I can make an argument for why both of those are probably, you know, could be incorrect. So I'm just going to go with, I know nothing. Cool. That's a piece of information that, like, we can look back on it. I think it'll be kind of hindsight is 2020. Jabari is the pick, we can look back on it and be like, they just had a great time with him. Maybe they're making small talk. Jamal Mosley was having a fun time, you know, helping him out. That was a big thing, Jonathan, that I got from the presser, was he was talking about Jamal, just basically saying Jamal was great. Jamal was helping coach me through the process and all those things. That just kind of speaks to Jamal, who he is as a coach, as a man, you know, just being able to kind of lean into these young guys and just continue to already develop rapport with him. And who knows, maybe he was more engaging than he might have been with the you know, other prospects, because he knows that's who they're looking at primarily. I have no idea, man. There's so many ways. And I think that's what I'm most excited about, is to, when the draft pick is made, that we just get that hindsight being 2020 moment, where we can just kind of break down every report that we got, throw it into an episode and say, we now know what this meant. We didn't know in the moment, but now we can see what all of that meant for the Magic and for that prospect that we draft on draft night.
Yeah. Kevin and I kind of talked about this, and that, you know, he brought up the fact that we're getting into like silly season because people are almost getting bored at this point, because it's been a month plus, not really any real news, no confirmation one way or the other from really any team. So people are just kind of purely speculating, and every little bit of news, you want to break it down like super granular and say, oh, it means this or it means that, when most likely it probably doesn't mean anything and we have no idea.
Yeah.
So I was super impressed, again, by Jabari's just poise. And, you know, growing up with an NBA father, he's been groomed to know how to talk to the media. And especially, you know, once the ball was in his hands and he's grown up and he's improving, his dad's like, all right, you know, you're starting to get some attention. This is what you're going to go through. This is how you talk to the media and everything like that. So he's been coached up on this for a long time. So to me, it was no surprise that he was, you know, really articulate and
poised,
saying all the right things, poised, all that good stuff to the media.
Yeah.
But I'm right there with you. I cannot wait for the pick to be made, so that we can just put all the speculation behind us. Like, that's really what I'm getting the most anxious about, is just the unknown. I was talking with my wife today, and she's like, oh, well, you know, I prefer this guy or prefer this guy just off of things that I've heard and what I've heard you guys talk about. And as she's like going through the different guys, I'm like, I'm still good with anybody. Like, I prefer Jabari, but I'm really going to be fine if it's Chet or if it's, you know, Paolo. I'm just ready to get it over with.
Yeah, and I was just going to add, you talk about kind of how poised he is. I think that's the first time I really said that to you guys about him, was when I listened to him speak during the Mike Schmidt's breakdown, film breakdown, where I just was like, I could see him, like, if they think he's got the tools and he's the guy, this is going to put him over the top. It's just how well-spoken he is, and I feel like can be pretty personable, just from the way he communicates. You can tell a lot about a person from that. And I think that goes a long way with this organization. They don't want a bad apple, especially a young one that can kind of infiltrate this young core that isn't really established and doesn't have a lot of continuity up to this point. I think that's the worst thing you could do, is bring in somebody that's got a little bit of an off attitude. All the talent in the world, but they could really destroy a young team that doesn't have a foundation. And I think that Jabari, with how well-spoken he is and those things I talked about, I think Jabari can only add to the locker room, just based on what you can kind of get from his personality, from what we've seen so far.
Yeah, I agree. I think personality-wise, he'd be a really good fit here. There's been some conversation around whether or not he gives off of like the star vibe or like the alpha vibe, and that you know, Philip Rossman Reich talked about this a little bit on his pod, that might be something that you have to kind of coax out of him, and that concerns me a little bit, I think. Just because I feel like if he's said multiple times that he feels like he's the best player in this draft, and I feel like you can feel that way but not exude this like alpha, like I'm the guy, like I'm the man kind of thing.
It's not Chet attitude.
It's not Chet. It's not Paolo. You know what I mean? Like, Chet's thing, oh, who's the best player in the NBA? Me two months from now? Like, if you're memeing, that's awesome. If you really think that. I don't want you to say that if you think that. To me, it just sounded corny when he said that. But, you know, all of these, each of these guys feels like they're the best guy in the draft. I'm sure Jaden Ivey feels the same way to a certain extent. You want that. You want these guys to feel like that they're the best player on the floor. We talk about this a lot. these professional athletes, you have to have almost this like irrational confidence and a little bit of an ego to get to the level and perform the way that these guys need to. But the thing that stood out to me about Jabari was him saying that my number one goal in life is to win an NBA championship.
Right.
Like, it wasn't, oh, I want to be, you know, an all-star. I want to be the best player in the league. I want to be the greatest of all time. I want to win an NBA championship. And it sounds cliche until I think about the fact that I've never heard a prospect say that. It's always been like, oh, I want to be the best player that I can be. I want to be one of the greatest players of all time. Blah, 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 blah. I've never heard somebody come out and say, my number one goal in life is to win an NBA championship. Give me 12 of those guys.
Yeah. I think that that's something that I'm not saying he doesn't think that, because I'm sure he does. I'm sure that is a huge goal in his life. Obviously now where his job is literally to play basketball in the NBA. But I also just think that that's him reading the room and saying, like, what makes me different? And I think that that is what makes him different. I think that he very much is team oriented. I think that, you know, he's going to do things that makes the team better, whether it's make hustle plays, ringing the bell on, you know, ringing the bell defensively, diving for loose balls, hitting that open three that gains the Magic the lead or wins the Magic the game. Like, doing those things that are just really intangibles, to be honest with you. And doing, you know, doing those things, I think that he really is that team guy. And he, in that respect, it kind of reminds me of Franz, right?
That's funny that you said that, because that's what I was talking about, the guy who feels like he's the best guy on the court but doesn't necessarily have to come out and say it. Like, I feel that way about Franz.
Yeah, I want a guy that feels like he's the best on the court, but he doesn't have time to say it because he's trying to win a ball game. Like, that's the type of guy that I want, for sure.
Just to be devil's advocate, how many times did I say this season, like, I want to see Franz be more assertive and take the game over?
It goes into that same thing you were saying, where I think you were saying that Phil was talking about, like, you need to coax that out of him, probably. And that is the case. But honestly, if he's making his teammates' lives easier and he's cool with taking, you know, the game-winning shot, I don't need you to be alpha. I mean, you look at Kawhi Leonard, like, dude, he doesn't, when he speaks, it's not, oh man, that guy, he must be the best player on the court. No, he just hits the game-winning shot to send the Sixers home in the playoffs. Like, that's the type of guy you want, and I want a guy like that.
So, if you don't think Kawhi was the alpha on that team, who do you think was the alpha? Don't say Kyle Lowry, because if it's not Kawhi, it's got to be Lowry.
Yeah, like, absolutely, vocally, absolutely.
I think he just, you know, board man gets paid. Don't get me wrong. He just leads by example.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think Kawhi just leads by example. You can be the alpha that way, but he just verbally, like, he was not.
Yeah, no, and I think that is something that to assert, like, there, if you're a Jimmy Butler, if you're like a Kobe Bryant, you know, you're a Michael Jordan, like, you're that kind of alpha and that kind of personality and competitor. That can't be taught.
Mm-mm.
But I do think you can get to the level where you're vocal enough and you're competitive enough and your performance speaks for itself enough that you can lead that way. And what you say carries weight with guys, and they respect that.
Listen, in this world, Jonathan, in the everyday world, there are extroverts and there are introverts. There's businessmen who lead billion-dollar businesses that are introverts. There are people. My dad is successful in what he does. He speaks in front of thousands of people every weekend. He's an introvert. There are people in this life, and shout out to him on this Father's Day there. But, like, there are people that they are just naturally introverted. Jabari Smith Jr. might be that way. Maybe he's just soft-spoken on camera, and maybe when he gets around his teammates, he's full of life and he's the Chuma Okiki of the party. Who knows? But that's what I'm saying. Like, we really don't know, and we're obviously speculating in that respect. But at the same time, I'm not worried about, you know, him being, if he is an introvert, as long as he leads by example, what do I care? Go give me a ring.
I'm going to know everything that I need to know when we know who the pick is. If it's Chet, if it's Jabari, if it's Paolo, it tells me everything that I need to know about what Jeff and John thought about these other guys. Like, if Jabari's not the pick, to me, they said, oh, you know what, maybe he's not going to become, like, the guy. Maybe he's not going to develop a handle. Right. Maybe he can't, you know, develop as a playmaker. I'll be like, okay.
Or lead a locker room.
Or lead a locker room. And I'll be like, okay. And that's what you want in the number one pick, right? Like, you want a Shaq. You want a Dwight Howard. You want a LeBron right. James. You want a guy that's going to lead your franchise on and off the floor. So if he's not the pick, I'll be like, okay, for now. And then all of a sudden, you know, when he's dropping like 45 in a game seven, the NBA Finals to win a championship, I'll be like, y'all missed on that one. But all right, let's keep it rolling, you know. But we might say that about any one of these guys. And that's kind of where I want to take the conversation. So we know that Chet met with the Magic. I think it was Wednesday and Thursday. He was in Orlando Wednesday, met with some, you know, radio folks. Usually these types of, the way that these types of things go, the player will come in the first day, you know, they'll meet with the team, just kind of, you know, briefly, you know, maybe go out to dinner to talk more. And then the next day, you know, they'll tour the facility and they'll get into some kind of workout stuff. And usually that's if the team wants it, if the player wants it, the player's representative wants it, that's when they would meet with the team. Or the media of that city, like Jabari did. We've heard word that that was supposed to take place on Friday and that it did not happen. We've heard that from Philip Rossman Reich. He announced that on his podcast a couple of days ago. And then, you know, there are rumors that the Magic were supposed to meet with another, you know, top prospect, and they were going to be available to the media. That never came to fruition, without, you know, naming names here. But yeah. At this point, it seems like it's too late for the Magic really to meet with anyone else. You know, you guys are listening to this. It's the Monday before the draft. All of their work is done at this point in terms of meeting with prospects. Now they're just going to talk internally over the course of the next few days and hammer down and decide who the pick is going to be. Luke, at this point, like, we feel like the team has done their due diligence. You know, they've checked all the boxes they've need to check in this project or this process here. Why can't I freaking speak today? My goodness. I think I spent too much time out in the sun, a little dehydrated maybe. But I'm just at the point now where I'm just relax. We're gonna let the next few days unfold the way that they're going to. We're gonna let the draft unfold the way that it's going to. And then we can start talking about how this player fits with the team. We can start talking about summer league, how they're going to impact the team going into the regular season, all that kind of good stuff.
I have something to add here, Jonathan, real quick. I'm looking at something. And as people know, I put some stock into Vegas. I listen to what they do. I look at the odds. I'm checking it. I've been checking Bovada's odds daily every time I wake up in the morning just to see what their feel of the market is. I checked this morning, Jonathan. Jabari had gone from like minus 175 to minus 200. Okay. I go in, like every time, I go to the search bar in my Bovada on the website. I type in the word pick, and it always comes up number one, number two, number three, number four, number five. Like, you can put bets on the top five picks, right? I look at it here. The only ones that I have options for are pick number three and pick number five. Pick number one and number two have been fully taken off the site. Now, a lot of people know when bets go away, it's because there's a drastic thing that's happened. They're changing odds and they don't want anybody to get money in on anything because they've heard something or they know something, or it just means they've shut it down because it's too obvious. Like, people are going to start hearing. I just got to think. This morning, it was up at minus 200. I check again as we're recording this tonight, Sunday night at 9:20 Eastern, and there's nothing there. We'll see if it's back in the morning, but I don't think that's not
I've got to tell you something, though. I checked a few days ago to like just to check in on Bovada to see what the odds were. I couldn't find anything anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
There was no, you know, NBA future specials. However it is they categorize it on Bovada, I couldn't find the, like, it was the type of prop bets were like, where does Donovan Mitchell play opening night? You know, that kind of stuff.
Right.
But I couldn't find anything about the draft.
This was a few days ago, meaning like maybe around the Chet thing?
No, this was maybe like a week ago, I would say, like a few days before that.
Mm. Yeah, it just makes me wonder, like, when they take these down, are they just, like, I know sometimes they are just kind of taking them down because they're evaluating,
right?
I think. And I think that's maybe what they're doing right now. They're evaluating. But like I said, they left the number three pick up there, number five. I don't know if they know if they left four.
That's probably something.
Four off because of Jaden Ivey. They just think it's a lock. I don't know. We'll see. I'll check back tomorrow morning as you guys are listening to this. Might be back up. You can go to bovada.lv and look it up, but we'll see.
Which is interesting because I've heard that, or I've read that the Kings are really not interested in Jaden Ivey just because of, you know, De'Aaron Fox, right. Davion Mitchell.
Mm-hmm.
So if he's the pick at four, or maybe they know that Sacramento is trading that pick.
Right.
Somebody else
and
wants
they don't
some,
want to,
some Jaden Ivey
They just
action.
Don't want him out there. Yep.
Yeah, to me, it's, you know, it's interesting that, again, you know, we can talk about this. You know, the top three guys, what we know for sure is that Jabari had media availability, worked out with the Magic. We know that Chet met and worked out with the Magic, did not have media availability. Paolo Banchero, we don't know what happened, if he met with the Magic right. at all. If there was no media availability. Mm-hmm. So I just feel like this front office has something up their sleeve. You know, like, I've felt like this the last few days, that Paolo is just going to be the pick out of nowhere because the last couple of weeks, everyone has written him off as the number one pick. And this front office just always seems to do what the opposite of what we think they're going to do. And, like, the obvious is right now, it's like, oh, it's going to be Jabari Smith because we've heard about it for weeks. He's the only guy that we know that for sure worked out with the team and had the media availability. Chet met with the team but didn't meet with the media. Paolo, we don't even know if he was in town. Like, I searched Paolo's name on Twitter for like 20 minutes earlier today to see if there was ever somebody, you know, saw him in Chipotle and took a picture with him. There was none of that. People were taking pictures with Chet Holmgren in the parking lot. They're taking pictures of him walking, wearing Orlando Magic shorts, by the way, or at least they appeared to be Orlando Magic shorts. So that would make you think that he did work out with the team, which is what Philip Rossman-Reich has reported, that he did work out with the team, doesn't know in what capacity, but that he did not meet with the media, quite obviously. And we haven't heard about the workouts because, again, Jabari was like 2 hours, and we were talking, whoa, he worked out for 2 hours. If Chet comes in and works out for 45 minutes or Paolo works out for 3 hours, then that's got to mean something. But now we don't really have anything to go off of at all.
We have nothing.
I think that's exactly what the team wants. I think that's exactly what Jeff and John want. They want everyone to have no idea what the heck is happening, no clues, nothing that you can read into, and they're just going to surprise the heck out of us on draft night.
I legitimately, I don't have a clue.
I don't have
a
clue.
I would like to think that, you know, I've put a bet on Jabari Smith Jr. being the number one pick. At this point, I put it a couple days ago, so we'll see. But, I don't know. We will see what happens come draft night, but it is all very much a mystery.
Like, if you had to say who the pick is right now, you're still saying Jabari?
I haven't cashed out my bet, so yeah.
As it is right now, I really don't have a strong feeling one way or the other.
It's
like Jabari is the easy thing because he's leading in Vegas and he's what we've heard for weeks and weeks and weeks. But this front office is just tricky, man.
I wouldn't shock me. Let's be clear. Like, I am, yes, I'm very confident. To put my money where my mouth is as far as the Jabari pick goes. But I would not be shocked regardless of the outcome, and I also wouldn't be unhappy regardless of the outcome. I think that, you know, that this front office does their work.
That's where we still are, right? Like, we're still good with any of the top three.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people that have been saying that, and their conduct recently hasn't reflected that. Like, everybody, really, right after the draft, is like, we're good with any of the top three. And now everyone's kind of in their own camps, like, oh, it has to be this guy, or it has to be this guy, or it has to be this guy. I want it to be Jabari, and that's my preference, but there's going to be like 2% of me that's disappointed for a split second that it's not Jabari. And then I'm going to be like, okay, he wasn't the guy, and this is the guy, and this is the guy now. And that's kind of where I'm at.
Yep.
So you guys are listening to this.
You guys will hear it. You'll hear the reaction. Obviously draft night, we'll record that podcast and you'll see if Jonathan does what he just described. If Jabari is not the pick.
Yeah, we're going to do like a little draft week vlog because, again, We're doing the draft tour with the Magic. You know, we're doing the Harry Buffalo thing again. We'll be at the draft party. So we're going to do like a little draft week vlog. So that will be out, you know, sometime after the draft. My guess would be like a few days. So be on the lookout for that. If you want to be featured in one of those, you know, in our draft vlogs, make sure that you come out to one of the events. You know, we're talking about the Orlando draft tour. We'll kind of close the show in just a minute and touch on that again. But yeah, few days, feels like it's been forever since the lottery to the draft. You guys are listening to this on Monday, so we've got Tuesday, Wednesday. We're going to do an episode that's going to come out Thursday morning, the day of the draft, just kind of our last final thoughts. Maybe some news comes out between now and then, but we're really just going to talk about what we think is going to happen that night, and then that night we'll record another pod of what actually happened, and then that will be up as soon as possible. My guess is like early Friday morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're getting close here, Luke. Any thoughts that you want to share just kind of the last few days here leading up to the draft?
I don't think so. I think we pretty much fleshed it out there. I think that this will be a fun week. I'm interested to see what happens. We've already had some weird stuff happening. Kenny Atkinson decides that he doesn't, after all, want that job.
Thank goodness, by the way. I wanted no part of seeing a Kenny Atkinson, you know, Hornets team 4 or 5 times a year. I wanted no part of that.
Yeah, no, thank you. So weird stuff is starting to happen. It still feels kind of quiet. I think this week is about to get real loud, real quick. You're going to start probably hearing draft night trade chatter, not necessarily about the Magic, but leading up to the draft here as we get into draft week. It's going to be a fun week. I think it's going to be super long, but also very quick at the same time. One of those phases, if you've had those phases in life, you know what I'm talking about. But I think that that might be what we're in for this week. I'm excited. This is what we do this podcast for, is for weeks like this. I know that we're all pumped for it.
Rival executives are talking about the fact that they're, you know, hoping the Magic are going to lower their asking price on Terrence Ross. They were asking for first round picks at the trade deadline. They're hoping they'll ask for multiple second round picks. I just don't see that happening for a team that already has 2 second round picks in this draft.
It's going to be futures for sure, I would think, right? You got to, it's got to be. Because that's my same perspective. There's no way that the Magic are gonna take 2 seconds, you know, multiple seconds in this draft. I just don't see that happening. I think it's got to be future ones. At that point, you're just trying to get T. Ross out of here to a team that he doesn't hate.
If that's the case and that's the best that you can get at the draft, I'm holding him until the deadline. Because that offer will be there at the deadline. 2 future second round picks. That deal will be there at the deadline. What's your thoughts? Do you feel like he gets traded draft night?
I think if he wants it, and that is what he wants, and it seems like that is what he wants, despite praising the organization of the stance of where they're at and it's a new regime and all that sort of thing, he still said what he said, which was that he doesn't think he sees himself in Orlando, and, you know, it's just not in the cards, and he's kind of, they're very young, and they, you know, whatever, he wants to go somewhere he can win, all those sorts of things. I would be shocked if he is not traded for basically nothing on draft night. I think that that absolutely can happen. I mean, because let's say, like, all he does at that point is take up an extra roster space. If you see the same T. Ross you saw last year, do you really want him till deadline? I think I think he just gets dealt. They just rip the Band-Aid off. They do it what they wanted to do at the deadline. Obviously, probably not getting as much for him, you know, just because they were wanting a first. But at this point, writing's on the wall. Every team in the NBA knows it. Just get him off. Get him to somewhere he likes. You know, don't obviously burn a bridge or anything, which I don't think they would ever do with T. Ross, and you know, we'll thank T. Ross for what he did in Orlando.
We got 3 days till we figure it out, Luke. Again, coming up Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Monday from 6 to 8, we'll be at the Lodge, 49 North Orange Avenue. Tuesday, June 21st, Cavo's Bar and Grill, 900 East Washington Street, and then Wednesday at Ollie's, 3400 Edgewater Drive. Again, the Orlando Draft Tour, sponsored by Michelob Ultra, each of those nights from 6 to 8 o'clock. There will be some special guest appearances from RJ Hampton on Tuesday. We're still waiting to figure out who might be there Monday and Wednesday. There's going to be giveaways at each of the events, so make sure that you guys come and hang out. And then the draft, pre-draft party, I should say, June 23rd on Thursday from 5 o'clock to 6:30, we'll be at Harry Buffalo. And then we'll walk over to Amway at 6:30 for the draft party. And we'll hang out and the pick, we'll watch the pick and the draft unfold. Sitting in section 106. Luke, we're like in the home stretch of draft season. Like this is, it's been a lot of fun. We've had a lot of great guests, but it has been draining. We've had the same conversation twice a week for the last month now with not much to say. But what I will say is I'm glad that this has at least been a conversation and we just haven't spent the last month twice a week talking about Chet Holmgren and you know how great he's going to be or Jabari or Paolo if there was a unanimous you know number one prospect.
Yeah, and also the draft happens Thursday and 2 weeks from that date is Summer League.
Very exciting.
So July what is it? July 7th through the 17th I believe is the Summer League. So we'll jump straight from that into, you know, the obviously our observation of the number one pick, how they fit, those sort of things, but also just gearing up for Summer League. And it's going to be a lot of fun to see this team and see who they throw out there as well. That'll be the news that we get closer to that date of July 7th. Only 2 weeks to the day from draft night is when Summer League will be.
Very exciting. 3 days until the draft, the Magic are hard at work deciding who is going to be the number one pick. We've said this a few times. We're going to say it again. The slogan of cheer the pick, it really means don't boo the pick, right? But cheer the pick sounds better. You don't put don't boo the pick on a graphic and post it to social media. You just don't do that. So if you're not ecstatic about the pick, just sit there and just clap.
Give a little golf clap.
Give a little fist pump. You know what I mean?
Nothing they can put on SportsCenter as the Magic boo the pick.
Don't be throwing up the double bird. Like my beloved Eli Manning. Don't be doing that. Don't be booing. Don't be doing all that stuff. If you're not ecstatic, just chill. Just chill. If you're happy with the pick, rip your shirt off. I don't care.
Let's do it.
So, all right, 3 days. We're excited. Home stretch. We'll talk to you guys Thursday morning, and then we'll break down who the pick is Thursday night.
Let's do it.
For Luke Sylvia, this has been Jonathan Osborne. You guys are listening to the Six Man Show. We will catch you guys next time. See ya. Thanks for listening to The Six Man Show. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and Stitcher to get new episodes downloaded directly to your phone. Please take a minute to give us a 5-star rating and a review. It would really help us out a lot. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram @SixManShow and like us on Facebook. We'll catch you guys next time. Go Magic!